The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders and Athletic Director Mick Hammett. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Mick, I welcome you both to Super Chat. Jerry, let me ask you a broad-ranging yet very important question. What can the school and parents do to help the level of student engagement in the educational process? I mean, what are your thoughts on this question?
Well, I think this is a very important question. Anytime that we have a student really engaged in the educational process, the more successful they're going to be. When we ask that question, we're thinking about in the classroom, that we want them to be active learners in the educational process. But my thoughts in regard to that question go a little bit broader than that. I think it's so important that when we think about engaging students and student success in school, I think we need to consider the extracurricular activities as part of the answer to that question. We as parents need to do our best to get our children involved in activities, whether it be sports, band, or show choir, even robotics. We have a robotics team now at every level in the school corporation. The more the students are busy in a very constructive and positive way, that's only going to pay great dividends to their overall student success. And so make sure that their kids are involved in different activities. Give the students also a little bit of freedom in trying to find those activities that mean something to them. Now, I have three kids, and the older two were involved in baseball and basketball. So when our third one came along, we thought she would do the same thing, baseball, softball, basketball, but she ended up a soccer player. So when we think about the activities we want our children to be involved in, I think we need to make sure that we allow them also some freedom to choose those activities that they get excited about so that they'll be more willing, more interested in participating in those activities for the long term.
I think the extracurricular activities kind of balance out the whole school experience as well. And let's face it, when they're involved in some of these activities, they are crossing paths with and experiencing and building friendships with fellow students that they may or may not have known very well, and they get to know, so it becomes a little bit of a social advantage as well. That's been my experience. But as a parent myself, I think what I learned was that from very early on, if we as parents demonstrate to our kids that school is important, typically our students will kind of also view it as important. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And I think here at RBB, we offer a wide range of activities for our students to be involved in. We've had state championship bands, percussion units. Our athletics is well-respected around the state of Indiana. So we just need to find whatever our particular children are excited about, get them involved. And it's just a way to, as a parent, to show your love for them and support for them. And then that carries over into the classroom. And that's what the most important part of what we're talking about here is success in learning so they could grow up and chase their dreams.
Jerry, very good comments. I think your thoughts on this are spot on, and it helps round out the whole educational experience. Well, Mick, let me turn to you. I was wondering if you could describe what goes on during the summer in your world of athletics at RBB.
From the athletic director standpoint, I have all the schedules ready for the fall. I double check them, make sure everything's set up, and make sure that we have the equipment and all the safety needs, having ambulance people here for football games and just the different things there. The coaches, I mean, they start having different trainings, open gyms, some weightlifting, different cardio things, preparing for their seasons. The fall and winter people go at it pretty heavy. The spring coaches, have just finished their season, so they hang off and they wait until a couple weeks after school started, and then they'll grab their kids who aren't involved in a fall sport and do some training themselves.
You know, I think the huge difference today between just 15 years ago, maybe, the level of conditioning and workouts that take place in reality year-round has made sports a year-round pursuit on the part of the athletes. And it's really upped the game, no pun intended, but it has really upped the game of competition. Well, as you evaluate fall sports, how are your expectations shaping up? Do you think you'll have some good seasons?
I think we will. We're going to have some that are going to be at a high level, at the state level even. Our girls cross country, we did lose one senior runner, the Crane girl, who was hurt. She'll be back. Plus, we get the addition of her younger sister, who will be a ninth grader. Their bloodline has been excellent for us here. So the girls cross country can expect to have a super year. The boys cross country is going to be solid. Our girls golf was young last year. We've got a couple of girls back, Jalen Robinson and Winnie Sater. They should have a nice season. The volleyball had a very strong year last year, and they're returning some very key juniors, they're seniors now, but Caden Harrington is one of the better players in the area, so they should be well. Our girls soccer look to build on last year's success. They had a large group of girls, and so a lot of them got experience. Our boys team graduated 11 seniors last year, so they're going to be in a rebuilding mode. But we had a few kids move in that are experienced soccer players, and we have a new coach, so there's some enthusiasm there. And our boys tennis was young last year, so they look to build on that. They struggled a little bit last year, but got a lot of experience. Kids had to play up some young kids, so that hopefully will reap benefits.
I often say that high school sports and college sports would be the same way. You're always in a building mode because you really only have them for 4 years. It just kind of goes with the turf. Well, in terms of specific dates, as it relates to fall sports, when is the start date? When do you launch and go live?
August 1st is the first official practice day for all the sports except for girls golf. They get a start on July 29th. So everything will be at full tilt August 1st.
Where does the golf team practice? What course?
Cascades Golf Course is our home course.
Okay, very good. You think golf is coming together? I mean, looking good?
We had some younger girls, and like I said, last year, and so they got some experience of having to jump on the front line right away. So hopefully they're getting out there and getting some time in so they'll be ready to go when it comes up here.
Wouldn't you say competing in high school sports just teaches and instills important life lessons? I mean, you know, it's important to learn how to win and how to lose and how to persevere, how to stick to it, even when times are tough. I mean, those all seem like lessons to me. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. It's an extension of the classroom. It takes things on at a different angle. It, you know, helps kids learn to tackle challenges, and sometimes you're successful in tackling them, and sometimes you get knocked back, and you have to reevaluate and move on. You know, much like life, it prepares them for challenges that they're going to hit as a parent, as somebody being in the workforce, and, you know, just in life in general, the bumps in the roads. You have successes, you have failures, so playing in sports prepares you for that.
Yeah. Well, just to paraphrase one famous quotation that I really liked, and I do not know who it was attributed to, but your success in life is determined by how good you are at picking yourself up and dusting yourself off.
No doubt. We have kids, you know, not very often, I have to talk to kids about something that they've done, you know, being a knucklehead or something. And, you know, doing something bad, that doesn't define you. I said, what you do as a result of that and how you move forward, that tells what type of person you are.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Well, this has been just a really good, upbeat conversation today, and I like the topics. You know, as we get closer and closer to the opening day of the beginning new school year, it becomes important to ponder these things and for any individual, student or educator, to set their sights on what they want to achieve this year. Well, beneficial topics indeed, and I want to thank both of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the FlyPod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.